Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
What the hell did she just say?
Woman at a store in California went on an incoherent screaming rant. And we're not sure why. Maybe we can figure it out when we listen to the clip.
Ashley losing her phone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I say a store in California? Right. That was Xfinity Theater last night.
Right. Possibly drunk person lost a phone. Sounds exactly just like this.
At one point, I think she called them a giggle.
Yeah, giggling a girl. Giggling girl. Everything
I heard
else like
manly.
I heard 100 something. Right. Something 100 something.
Right. Like find the word. Find a word.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah,
our girl,
it's
girl,
find a word.
Our goddamn girl, and I heard giggly, and I heard that was it.
All I know is I would want to get her outside the store as fast as I can.
Quickly, yes.
Yeah.
Right, here's a yummy.
Let's talk about this outside.
Right. Yeah. I'm setting other folks right now.
And she goes out, and you just turn the key.
Right.
Click.
The answer to your question is outside in the sidewalk.
Right.
Okay. Click.
All right, can we take this piece at a time and try to figure it out?
Yeah.
All right.
You're
a gang gang girl?
You're a goddamn girl.
I heard gang gang.
I definitely heard gang gang.
Yeah, I think
we
have. You're a gang gang girl.
Okay.
You're a gang gang girl.
Gang gang girl.
Okay.
This one?
You're acting like a giggle.
You're acting like a giggle.
Acting like a giggle. So you're acting funny. You're acting funny, perhaps. Acting like, you're acting funny.
What does that mean when you act like a giggle?
You're acting funny. I just said.
It would make sense if you're a gang gang girl.
Right,
you would,
yes.
You would know what that means.
Gang gang girls, no giggle.
These sound like lyrics to like
gang gang girl.
Azalea song.
Right, exactly. Right.
I feel like she gang, can only gang insult if they start with G's.
Right.
Okay, next.
I don't want you to want a tick.
And a blah, 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 tick.
I don't want to want a tick.
I don't want you to want a tick.
I don't want to want a tick. Red and, light, green light.
And I want you to go and check.
Right.
Something like that.
Really?
Go again.
Sure. I don't want you to want a tick.
And I want you to go out and
she's
check.
She's blaming the girls check. For something.
Gang gang girls.
The gang gang girls.
Gang gang girls.
She's acting like a giggle.
Exactly right. You must go out and check.
Okay.
Okay. This is not a man. This is a gay, stupid, weak, wasted many
I don't know.
No
I
heard
idea.
Stupid. In
question
there.
Mark, question mark, question mark.
She can say the word stupid clearly.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not a man. This is a gay, stupid, weak, wasted many equipment.
This is our stupid equipment.
Yeah.
This is not America? Was that the first thing she said?
This is not a man. This is a gay, stupid, weak, wasted many
wow. This is not a man, just a stupid, wicked person.
Stupid,
wicked person. As she said, stupid, wicked person.
Stupid, wicked.
I wouldn't know how to handle this complaint.
Right.
I don't know what to do here to make you happy.
I need to slow down and speak coherently.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Leave.
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 Leave. Leave, please.
And no, I'm not related to her.
That's where I was going next.
Guys, you're wondering.
You know, I want more space for my family!
Something I want more space for my family?
Sure.
All right, yeah. We've got plenty of space right out in the parking lot.
Yeah, lots of space.
Tonight on Dateline NBC, they're going to air their interview with Fotis Doulis, the husband in the missing mom case. They released two clips here. First one is, did you do it?
Fotis, did you have anything to do with Jennifer's disappearance?
I did not, but I'd like to leave it at that.
All right, but you can say that much.
Absolutely.
You're right.
I don't know.
What was he going to say? Yep, everything.
Right. What would he say?
That's right, I did.
To that question.
He's like, I did the whole thing. Yep.
Right. No comment. Yes, you got me.
Right. Maybe... Edith.
I didn't think I was going to be asked that question, and I'm always honest, so yeah, I did it.
Or a bite into a Twix? Need a little time?
That would be...
Pulls out a Twix. Right.
Hold it.
And then just put, do the one finger right. Like, oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Wait, now the other side. Wait.
Oh, time's up. Gotta go.
Wait.
This is the exchange that blew my mind.
Do you believe Jennifer is alive?
I do.
Against all circumstantial evidence or common understanding?
I'd like not to discuss this.
But in your mind?
Per my attorney's advice. So I think
I understand.
Should...
But in your mind, she's alive?
Yes.
In his mind?
In your mind. Well.
How is his mind?
In your mind, she's still alive. Yeah. Yes.
Right. In your mind.
In my mind, in my heart.
Now, how about, you know, in reality?
Right.
It's still alive.
Like, how do you look in this?
How? How do you do it? How?
This is my opinion. You know, there's an evil in that man that he can not only do something like that, plan it, cover it up. Whatever he did with her body, but to then say, I'm going to sit down and look into a camera and say, I think she's still alive and abandon her children.
Ugh, right.
I want to puke. So we'll be watching that tonight. We'll record it. Phil, you'll set the DVR
sure,
or whatever
right
it's
now.
Called. And then Ashley's going to work on one of those, the people who.
Body language expert.
Yes.
Yes, that.
Those people.
Those people. There are some wives who are very good at it.
Yes, they are.
I think they perfected this.
Yes. When they tap their finger, you know they're pissed.
Yeah, when you blink your eyes, you're lying. Anytime you breathe, a lie is about to come out. But yeah, we'll hopefully have that on tomorrow, and we'll be playing clips for you. So that's airing tonight on NBC. Brian Foley with the Connecticut State Police told CNN that you're only looking at a little bit of the evidence. There's a lot more evidence. He said there was specific evidence that was like blood evidence that was put into the warrants. He said there's a lot of other evidence. Now, he told NBC, that CNN that, but he can't tell that to us.
No, our buds.
Because he has not been cleared by the Connecticut State Police.
Oh, channeled, right.
Yeah. Fox 61 had an interesting take on the story. They talked to the owners of Daily Moving and Storage, Jeffrey and Gina Bunch. And they moved Jennifer from her house when she was separating from her husband. And they had an interesting take on it. And on the phone right now is Jeffrey Bunch, co-owner of Daily Moving and Storage. So what was your take when you met Jennifer?
She just, she seemed very, you know, pulled back. She was nervous. She was scared. She was alarmed that he was going to come home at the same time that I was there doing the estimate. I know that for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So she wasn't nervous and scared because she's about to enter a new phase of her life.
Yeah.
She was nervous and scared because he might come home.
Yeah, there's a time limit on this.
See you here, then we have to explain this whole thing.
Right, right,
right. I don't know if he knew exactly, you know, that I was coming or not. But I know she said if he does come here, we may have to reschedule this.
Oh,
you know, we may have to stop, you know, and just you know reschedule it after.
And
but it never happened.
Did I read somewhere that she asked you guys not to come in your uniforms?
No. What happened was that was she told me not to come in any kind of a uniform as the estimator, to come there in just plain clothes and unmarked vehicle.
Wow.
So somebody saw my car, they wouldn't know I was an estimator from Daily Moving.
Right.
Now, I'm guessing if you're a mover, this has happened before, right? This isn't the first time you've had someone who's about to leave their husband or the other way around say, don't come here dressed as a mover.
Oh, no. No, that's the first time that's ever happened.
Oh, really?
Okay. We've done plenty of separations, but nobody's ever told me not to, you know, to be unrecognized.
Oh, wow. And did you get the feeling that he knew there was a separation coming or that, and that he was just, what was your impression?
Well, I wasn't sure how far along it was. I mean, she told me that, you know, she was going, you know, she was leaving him. But I don't know, you know, if it was already, how far along they were in it or if he knew about it or not. But I just know that they were separating and she was, you know, it was her concern. Yes.
Yeah. And did he ever, you know, come home while you were there or during the move or any of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, we not while I was there, but he did come when we finally got her scheduled and the guys, you know, went to her house to start the move. We were not allowed in. And this happened three consecutive times. Finally, the fourth time after going to her house, we were finally allowed to start the move.
Oh, wow. And he was there during the whole move?
I am not 100% sure about that.
Gotcha.
It wasn't something I was keeping track of at that time because it didn't seem like, you know, anything was to this extreme.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm not sure if he was there, you know, during that part of the move. But I know he was, you know, he was around for before we actually started the move. I know
he
wouldn't let us in.
So this, to you, was the first time someone asked you to come incognito. You were turned away a couple of times, and then finally it happens. So when you see on television that she was missing, like, what was your reaction? How did you hear about it? And then what was your reaction?
The first time I heard about it, I was walking into my office, and one of my office managers who dealt with her, who was the one who kept dealing with her canceling and calling back and crying on the phone and things like this, I told me, I walked into the office and she said, "Did you hear about Jennifer Dulos?" I said, "No, what happened?" And then she had told me, and it's just like my stomach dropped. I just couldn't believe that you know, that, I mean, I knew she was not, you know, happy at this point, but I never thought anything like this was going to happen.
Right. No one thinks that this would happen.
Didn't see that coming, yeah.
Right. You don't see it coming, but then when you hear that it happened, you look back and say, oh, yeah.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
What happened leading up to it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did the police talk to you guys? Did they question you about any of that stuff?
No. No, nobody ever talked to us. I never thought any of this was, you know, going to come out. But, you know, like I said, we're at court for something else, and somebody overheard us talking, and then the news people come up and said, you know, what happened? And then we talked to them.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know.
Yeah,
we knew a lot about it. You know, I just it's not a whole lot that we know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I guess from the police standpoint, all it's going to be is, yeah, it was an unusual move, and, you know, there's nothing they could submit in a courtroom or whatever. But
right,
yeah. So wow, that's it's interesting, sad, and well, thanks for coming on and sharing that with us. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right, Jeffrey Bunch, co-owner of Daily Moving and Storage, moved Jennifer Dulos out of her. Out of her home as she was separating from the husband, who is going to be on Dateline NBC tonight, lying his ass off.
Right.
Yep. Do you ever want to reach the TV and just, like, smack him?
No. Yes. And during the clip where he says, I think she's still alive, there's something going on there.
Smirk.
Which made me think about, yeah, almost like an internal smirk.
Right.
Because I saw him walking with Norm Pattis out of the courthouse, I believe, last week when he was arrested. And he just had this, in my opinion, he just had this, like, coy smirk on his face. And I'm just like,
almost like cockiness.
Yes. He drives me nuts.
I think Attorney Maddox was saying on the air, he's one of those guys, like, from the last interview, because we all watched it. He said, yeah, he's one of these clients who feel like they're smarter than everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those are the people you do not want anywhere near a camera or a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But yeah, when he said, I think she's still alive, and looked in the camera with that little, like, internal smirk.
Yeah.
I thought, all right, there's something going on here with it. We got to get a person who can register this, like, behavior of a liar kind of thing.
Yeah.
Those body movements. And we have to have a look at that, because there was something about that just made me, like, shiver when he said that and looked into the camera. Man. This dude.
Do you believe Jennifer is alive?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. And where is she?
Yeah. Yeah, where is she?
Yeah.
Have you been looking?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, OJ said he was going to spend the rest of his life looking for the killer. which is kind of true, because every day he does go and look in the mirror, see how he looks.
He does, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm great. Looking for the killer.
Antonio Brown.
Where's that mirror? Why are you at court today? Street Pete went to Waterbury and talked to Samantha.
Hi, what's your name?
Samantha.
Hi, why are you here today?
Telling a story about my DUI.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, well, I found out
Let's hear it.
She's not at court to tell a story about her DUI. Well, I guess she is. Well, she's there to sort it out.
Right,
and
some charges.
She's going to preview her story to the judge.
Right.
Right. I got a story.
It's a coming attraction.
Okay.
All right, well, I found out an ex of mine had been cheating on me. Oh, so fun.
Ooh. I like that. You got to put an ooh in there, like an audience in Oprah. Ooh.
Yeah. Very spread. Ooh on three. One, two, three.
Ooh. Very good. No practice.
Juicy.
That was good.
I like that you add that, Pete. That's great.
Yeah. Once in a while.
You're a good audience.
Good
sometimes.
Tips.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a Springer audience.
Yeah. The best.
Just enhances the details.
Right.
All right. Don't talk on top of it, AJ. One more time on three. One, two, three. Ooh. All right, good.
All right. Well, I found out an ex of mine had been cheating on me. Ooh. Oh, so fun.
Didn't put the pause on.
Oh, so fun. Actually, with a friend of mine, they decided to call me and tell me, yeah, it's been going on. We might as well let you know. So I got off work early, went and put a bottle of wine to my face. Half a bottle of Jameson.
In the face. I normally pour it down my mouth.
Right.
Put it in my mouth and pour it down my throat.
Well, you have two oars to pick up from. Yeah.
She put it in her face.
Yeah. Whole
bottle in the face.
Right.
Yeah, my follow-up would have been, did they call her together on speaker? That's what it sounds like.
Oh.
Yeah. It was almost like, I didn't ask, but I'm assuming.
Right.
It's
sounds
almost like yeah. You know what? We need to tell her.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
We'll do it together.
All right. Let's do it.
We'll do it together.
Okay.
Because then we could be together.
Let's call her right now. All right. Put her on speaker. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm here with your friend.
Yeah. Why?
Well, we just had sex. And we thought you should know. We've been doing it for a while.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. For a while.
Yeah.
You and her.
Right.
My friend.
Yep.
That's it. I'm going to put a bottle of wine on my face.
All right.
Jameson.
That's probably how it went.
Yeah.
All right.
So I got off work early, went and put a bottle of wine to my face, half a bottle of Jameson, another bottle of wine.
Half a bottle of Jameson.
How is she still standing?
Another bottle of wine. I like how she goes through the order. She doesn't say two bottles of wine, half a bottle. It's like, started with a bottle of wine.
I had a plan.
Half a bottle of Jameson.
Right.
And then it's almost like a recipe.
Yeah.
You know?
This
the bread, and then you put down the peanut butter, and then jelly, and then another piece of bread.
Right. A recipe for disaster.
This is the flip side to a George Thorogood song.
You can't do bread, jelly, then peanut butter. No one eats that. It doesn't work that way.
It's the female version, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Yes.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You one bottle.
Right. Half a Jameson.
Yeah. And another bottle.
Half a bottle of Jameson, another bottle of wine. Asked my girlfriend to take me home, and she did not want to leave, so I got in my car, took off about a mile down the road. I see lights. He stops me, says, ma'am, I can smell alcohol. I was like, no, I didn't drink anything. I don't know what you're talking
about. Did you flirt
with
him?
Oh, I tried. I told him I work at a bar. Don't worry about it. It's on my clothes.
Right. I spilt it.
Yeah.
I tripped.
Right.
Fell on the floor.
Right.
And a bottle of wine was on the table, and it poured into my mouth.
Actually, two bottles.
Right.
And a half bottle of Jameson.
Imagine my surprise. Yeah.
They don't mix very well, by the way.
No. Would advise.
This story is very, very compelling, but it doesn't make her sound not drunk.
No.
And not driving.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
So he gets out and says, now we're going to field test you. I'm like, okay. Pass the field sobriety test. And go then on. I don't know
How is that possible?
You can pass one if you really concentrate.
You could pass one.
You
said
can pass one, but until they make you blow,
like the first thing you said was not pass.
Yeah, I would make you follow the pen
with a different
right
vowel.
Yeah.
Who can walk straight like that when they're sober?
Yeah,
like, without wobbling.
You know, it's funny because Jennifer and I were talking about this because she remembers the Megan Drunk show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I loved that show.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're next.
Oh, good.
I feel like we just needed to follow you last night.
Yeah, really?
Seriously?
That was a drunk show last night.
And she said, did you ever do it? And I said, yeah. And I disappointed the police. Like, I confused them because I drank a bottle of tequila. Remember this?
Yeah.
I drank a bottle of tequila and passed all those tests. So I could see how she can do it. So I passed all the field sobriety tests.
Didn't McGilla do that in studio?
What's that?
He drank a bunch of beer and then had the sobriety. I think it was Lieutenant Vance gave him the test himself. And he was like, yeah, reach out, touch your finger to your nose. And he goes, boom. Now what?
Yeah. Yeah, but he says about everything. Boom, now what?
Yeah, I know, but I passed that field sobriety test. Yeah. And then I think I blew like a .08, like right legal limit. And this guy was like, how is this even possible?
Right.
And I cheated. I ate two cheeseburgers before I went on the air.
That is cheating.
See that?
However, right. You still shouldn't be able to pass the test.
No, you should not.
After you
no.
drink a bottle of tequila.
No. Next to the hat dance, no problem. That's how they test. You've been drinking tequila. Right. You throw a hat on the floor. The second you do that, that's it.
You're done. Get in the car.
Right, yeah. Not solve this trigonometry problem over here. No. Hat dance!
That's right. That's what they should do. Just right. Throw a hat down.
Right. Oh, they play the song Tequila, and they start doing that's the big shoes, yeah.
Yeah.
Friend of mine got caught in Cheshire, and they was like, all right, say the alphabet. He goes, A, B, whatever, just arrest me. I don't even care.
Yeah, it's not a 24-letter script.
The alphabet.
You could say that backwards. Can't say it backwards normally.
I can't say it either way.
Can't even say it frontwards normally.
Wait, what are you saying? You could say it backwards?
I can't.
Oh.
Z, I can't. You have to think
about
it.
You got the Z.
I got X, Y, Z. No, that's
not
right.
Z, Y,
that's
in order.
Backwards. Exactly. So I can't do it. Say, just take me in, officer. We're done.
Get in the car.
All right, cool.
No, in the back of the car.
I'm getting a ride.
No, not in the front.
All
in
right.
The back.
Hat dance.
All right, so she passes the field sobriety test.
Pass the field sobriety test, and then I don't know why I agreed, but he said, would you blow? Sure. I blew. Not when I...
Oh, wait, she enhances that part.
I am not saying a word.
Wait till you hear
you're
what
such
she
a
said.
Child.
He's so mature. Oh, my God.
I don't care.
What's wrong with you?
She blew. Say it again.
She said blow.
You blew.
She said blow. She said blow.
Right. But he said, would you blow? Sure. I blew, not what I thought I was going to, but I blew a .22. He said, I'm so sorry, but we cannot let you leave. He made me sit on the curb, wait for a rookie who needed an arrest for the end of the month to sit and wait.
That's interesting.
That's nice of him to do that, though, to help another guy.
Help a buddy out. Yeah. Help a new guy.
See, cops are buds, man.
2-2, that's dead.
What?
2-2 is dead.
2-2.
I got 2.2.
Do-do.
She said no, 0.22.
0.22.
She's just over double. I think you could do a 0.08 with a couple beers.
Really?
Yeah
it's all body weight.
0.08 is not a lot. Yeah. People think they can have 3-4 drinks.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't it supposed to be equivalent of like one beer or one shot?
An hour.
Yeah, an hour. I think you're right.
Yep. Someone my size would probably be like two beers.
Well, I'm good for the rest of my life then.
Ask milk container over here.
Yeah, I think Ashley would blow up the machine right now.
Yep, still. I'm going to contact High and Here with her.
That's from Zach Brown last night.
Yes.
All right.
To sit and wait. Really? So I sat and waited for him to come and get me. Yeah, they didn't tow my car. They said, no, we got to take you down to the station. We'll have you blow again. But I was way over the limit.
You still with the guy?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
No, she met a cop.
Oh, hell no. Oh, no.
What'd you learn?
I don't trust cheaters.
What's your name again?
Samantha.
Thank you, Samantha.
Don't trust cheaters, but you don't know they're a cheater.
I like how you...
Until they cheat.
Beat up your buddy with alcohol because she's cheating. You still win. Twice.
Her story, like, I hope she doesn't go in and tell the prosecutor this.
No.
That laugh.
He's dying over here.
Thanks, Phil.
Hopefully the judge will laugh.
Yeah. I'm in therapy because of Phil.
Right.
Hey, Mr. Brain Surgeon, your patient's dying. That's not what you want to hear.
No, you don't. I've done your taxes.
Tina psoriasis in the left. I got a whole week's worth of therapy.
No, trust me, you're cured.
Yeah.
And what is that on your lip? Can I ask?
I don't know.
Is that a herpes?
It might have been.
No.
Either that or
the third Tuesday of the month, or what?
I don't know. It just happens.
Yeah. It looks like because your mustache is shaved right in the middle.
Oh.
That's the way it grows.
It grows that way?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't do that.
That's weird.
That would be weird if I did that.
Oh.
That's some precise shaving,
No,
too.
It's weirder that you don't shave it, that just nothing grows there.
Right, they're called cat whiskers.
I have no hair anywhere. Like, this is the only place it grows. Oh. Not even on my legs.
But it looks like you went to shave that and cut your lip with the razor.
No, I got drunk on Friday and had a cigarette. I think I might have did it backwards.
That'll do it. That'll do it. That'll even entertain.
That sounds pretty specific. Right,
yeah, I don't know why we're going to court to talk to these people. But we have Pete in studio. Kristen Cassano, Director of Communications to Alzheimer's Association, Connecticut Chapter, former news anchor at News 8. In studio. Good morning.
Hello.
She's also like a drum expert. She was in here like beating on that box.
Yes.
She was the box beater.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
Oh, my God.
What's that? What is that called?
Cajon. Singular. Remember?
Cajon.
She was being a cajonist. Yes.
She was playing the cajon.
Right. Yeah.
The last time she was
here. So what's happening here? What's going on?
You have a cajon at home.
Well, the last time we saw her, I just have to acknowledge this.
Okay.
We saw her at the Milford Oyster Festival.
Right.
And, you know. More than we're extremes playing, she's into extreme. We see her at the PLR tent. I don't even think, like, let me ask you to come backstage. She shows me her tattoo. She has a more than words tattoo.
Yes.
MTW.
She said it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
That's what you said.
Yes. So any friend would think, would do the math right there, like, oh, you should come backstage with us, right? Don't even think that. Doesn't even occur to me. And now we go, we see the show, we leave, we're driving home.
Right.
And Jennifer saying, oh, Kristen Cassano's so nice. We were chit-chatting. And the reason why she has that More Than Words tattoo is that is the last song she sang to her mother before her mother died.
Right.
And I'm like, damn it. I wish I invited you backstage. Right,
I wish you invited me backstage, too.
But her other wrist has TFSS for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just so you know.
Honestly.
Right.
No.
No, Chaz is a jerk. What are the letters for that one? I'll get that tattoo.
Why is that? Why are we hearing that a lot today? What happened?
CIA.
Chaz, what was it? What was it? It's your fault. You owe me, Chaz.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Anyway. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hey, so can I be friends with Jennifer? I know I have to ask you first.
No, you don't.
She's so freaking cool.
Oh, my God. The best.
Right?
Yeah.
And nice. Nice. And
really
beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah. Stunning.
Right.
I know. I'm confused, too.
Right.
I didn't say that. You did.
I saw your face.
I say what? Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm
exactly.
Over here. Yes.
All right. We're going to talk about this event you have coming up. But first, can AJ play the bongos?
Right. When I was a little kid. All of my mom's Puerto Rican side of the family, they'd have the music playing. And one day they said, they just gave me a pair of bongos and said, here, play the bongos along to the music.
Okay.
Right. That lasted from around age 10 to about age 14.
So you were the entertainment.
Basically, yeah. Okay. At some point in the evening, I knew once all the whiskey sours were sucked down or the Bacardi rum was almost empty, I was playing the bongos. And I would have to sit there like an idiot. All my relatives around.
No, you loved it. You love attention. So you knew when there was a party, you're like, I'm on. I got to get my hands ready.
I wasn't that much of an attention whore back then. That came with age.
Wait, is this to music or just like by yourself?
It was to music, playing? Yeah. Okay. I wasn't like Ricky McCall going, no, blah, blah, blah. No.
Do you know what song?
I did various Puerto Rican music. I don't know. No idea.
Let's try this.
Wow.
I'd be bored already.
I know, but
I didn't say it was good.
He's hitting the right part of it, at least. I like it.
So he's warming up now. He's getting better.
It comes with various body movements as you're playing.
Yeah. He definitely has to look. Like, he could be on stage with Tito Puente.
There's, like, underbites.
I was going to say Santana.
Yeah.
Oh, Santana. Yeah.
Oh, Santana. Do we have any Santana?
Oh, wow.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
and then the Rolling Stones, right?
Oh, Rolling Stones. Which song is that?
Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh, see, I never did the American music. Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. No, that's good.
I saw
no,
that really. One. Yeah,
I
blew that one. Yeah.
She's very supportive. She could be a teacher.
She should be. She should be.
Me, yes, not yeah. so much.
Like, granted,
it's like, hey, kid, you suck.
At the age
Get
of
out.
At the age of 14.
But
no
this
more.
Is my first
no
day.
No more. Playing. You still got it. It's like riding a bike, isn't it? See?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Dude, we need a band. Yeah. We totally need to start a band.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get my instrument.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man.
What are you doing?
I've been around for a long, long year.
That is a mouth harp. I can't believe you own one of those.
It's like you put a nose here.
You breathe in and out.
Oh,
make
gosh.
It sound electric.
I'm so impressed. Ashley, what are you going to play?
It's almost like Peter Frampton, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, what do you play, Ashley?
What are you playing, Ashley?
I don't have anything over here. I got
She's
a highlighter.
She didn't bring anything this time.
She plays a sympathy card.
Oh. What do you got?
I got a highlighter.
She plays upon your feelings.
She plays with your emotions.
She plays with emotions. Right.
Which concert was better, Ashley? This one or the one last night?
I know.
This one.
I don't think so.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.